started this game early, right?
I hope you like the new opening. We're back, bitches. Oh, wait, I got kicked off of Facebook earlier for that. Yeah. Nice of you to show up. All right, now you can mute yourself.
Holy shit.
Third button, top right.
What?
Third button in top right. Give it a second. There you go. Oh my God.
That is entirely too well. I'm just letting you invite people to co-host.
All right, welcome to the Swingerverse, where you get to taste lifestyle and join the conversation. You're listening live with two USDP Nation. USDP Nation is all about the lifestyle, educating, encouraging, enhancing the entire lifestyle experience. We are your hosts, Phil N. It's time to take your halo off, as during the show, along with our guest, those interacting on any of the many social media platforms where you can find us, we're going to talk about adult topics, have adult conversations about the swinging and BDSM lifestyles, and celebrate the beauty that is you being a slut. So, if you need a fake ID to buy alcohol, you get easily offended, you have a closed mind of thinking, or you're just simply a vanilla asshole, my suggestion is turn us the fuck off.
Here.
You just got here. I've been here all fucking night. So parts of the show are sponsored by some amazing friends and companies. So head over to our website at USDP Nation. Show them the attention you would if you were the only girl involved in a 12-guy gangbang. 12. So let's... Okay, can I continue to get through the new opening? So let's turn up the conversation as we swing into uncharted territories with a dash of spice and a whole lot of jimmies on top. So we hope you left your halo home, because it's time to do you, boo, or her, or her, or her, or more likely in Kim's case, any. Can you listen?
You haven't let me talk in weeks.
You're missing the whole new opening. Because you're not paying attention. So let's rewind. So we hope you left your halo home, because it's time to do you, boo, or her, or her, or her, or more likely than not, in Kim's case, any guy that actually takes the initiative to make the first move that does not include a dick pic. So if you would fucking let me finish the opening, that's new.
Good addition.
Fuck, Jesus Christ. So as the lyrical genius that is Eminem once said, guess who's back? Back again. It's 2024, bitches. I got banned from Facebook for saying that earlier. Actually, I got banned from Facebook for posting a meme that said fucking bitches in it.
And it had little emojis. It wasn't even...
I don't. So hopefully I don't get flagged for that one. So. So happy new year, everybody. We are officially fucking back. We are in the new studio. Yeah, so that's where we're at. I do. I just redid it all again. I'm almost done.
You did. I look amazing.
All right, so let's clear. Obviously, we took a couple weeks off. I quit three times. Legit quit three times.
Yeah.
So we always take off the last 2 weeks anyway because of the holidays, but we Kim had to talk me into continuing because I legit quit.
Yes.
So to give you an idea of how much I legit quit, we're just going to get it all out of the way right now before we get into the show, is Kim redid the office and the studio and everything like that for Christmas. I walked into my office and the studio yesterday, Monday.
They can't hear me.
Move your mic closer. No, the main microphone.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, hey. That one.
How about now?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay.
Still 2024, and she still doesn't know how to use a microphone.
I mean, I know how to.
So she redid the studio, got all new stuff for Christmas, and just to know how serious it was, I legit walked into the studio on Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday. Not even Sunday. So
you're going to get stuff ready for Hedo? He said, well, I don't know. I haven't been in the office. I said, would you fucking go in the office?
So we're back, bitches. We're back bigger. We're back better. Yay. And there's no holding back anymore.
Nope.
There's no holding back. So it is what it is. It's time to take it up a notch. So 2024 is going to be a great time, and we're going to get into a few of those things in tonight's conversation. So, but let's kick it off with the weekend recap, sponsored by TPA, Maryland's premier lifestyle on-premise club. The private affair is a private members-only club with about 10,000 square feet of party space, plenty of room for socializing, dancing, and a variety of playrooms for your fantasy and pleasure. Head there you go.
Now they can see me. And they can't hear me. Can
you
hear me better now?
Okay. Can I continue the ad for TPA?
Yes.
Head to TPA and get your cherry popped. Use the TPA website for all your reservations. Go to theprivateaffair.com. All right. So how was your weekend?
It was amazing.
Good. So let's start out with Friday. I'm going to let you talk about Friday. I'm going to kick off Saturday, and then we'll continue. Hold on. We went to Bar 13.
We
so did. Thank you, Matthew.
We went to Bar 13. And we, oh my gosh, hella good time. We had a informal meet and greet there. So thank you, Matthew. Everybody had a great time. Everybody talked about it. Everybody was dancing. You know, we don't roll small. So thank you to everybody that came out with us. And, you know, we're looking forward to doing more events there and looking forward to seeing everybody.
And you'll be able to find connections onto Bar 13 on our website the end of this week or the end of next week, probably more likely the end of next week. But you'll be able to find more information on those. I am about to start redoing the website, so I'll tell you what, by Hedo it will be working. How's that sound?
Anybody doesn't know, that is a goal.
How's that work for that? All right, there we go.
We will be having something to announce going on there before Hedo. It's not before Hedo, but we need to announce it before Hedo. Just saying. We might have a guest talking about something going on there right after we get back.
Oh, yeah, that's a guest. Okay. I was like, we didn't plan any events, but okay. I know what you mean. All right. So
I got you.
That was Friday night. It was a great time. Saturday night. You know what I did Saturday night?
I do know what you did.
I had seven females keep me up all night long.
Best job ever.
Guys, don't think that it's a good thing. I had seven females keep me up and take turns keeping me up all night long.
We did.
You did. They were loud.
Until about 4 o'clock.
Well, 3:30. Yeah, they kept me up. They were waking me up literally every hour on Saturday night. So
your best interest at heart all the time.
Yeah, bullshit.
We gave you presents.
Yeah.
We gave you bangs.
You gave me no sleep between seven of you. That was great. Here's the best part. I was in a completely different room locked away. And somehow seven of you accomplished to keep me up and not even see me in person. So that's how my Saturday night went. No, but you guys all definitely enjoyed your night here, which was great.
Thanks for coming out. We will definitely be doing more of those.
So that was my Saturday night. Sunday, we can't say enough of good things that we heard about TPA's always amazing New Year's Eve party. So it was the feedback that we've gotten. Unfortunately, we could not be there. Here's how my New Year's Eve went. I got kept up all night by seven females. I got about an hour and a half of sleep. I left at 4:30. I got home at 7:45. I wanted to go to sleep, but you made me ask to stay up till midnight. So I made it till 12:05. I'm proud of myself.
Me too. And it was a good time.
I made it till 12:05 on my couch. It was a good time when I put some people in crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross applesauce, bitches, was the best shit all night.
Yeah,
we had pole dancing.
We did. I missed that, I guess.
You couldn't have had a better New Year's Eve.
I could have.
I mean, you could
have. Could have been sleep. Could have been sleeping.
But then I would have been cranky and sad, and you don't want that.
Yeah, well, we'll go with it. So, So hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve. Hope everybody enjoyed where you went, what you did. Happy New Year's to everybody. So it's a great, great segue into tonight's conversation, which is sponsored by Wet World Exotic Travel, the official travel agency of USDP Nation. Wet partners with the leading resorts and cruises, offering adult-only, couples-only, and lifestyle-friendly vacations. Cruises are hard. No, for me.
Not for me.
So's Monopoly Go. So for everybody that sends me Monopoly Go friend requests, I have not passed Go. I have not collected $200, and I will not.
Yeah, he's not going.
You all have problems.
But I do appreciate you all.
You're a bunch of junkies. Yeah. Both hard nose, but if you do want to go on a cruise, make sure you contact Kim and she'll get you in touch with Wet and get you taken care of.
So going for next year,
we won't be on
2024.
That we won't be on. That we won't be on. We will be in Hito in how many days?
How many days? Let me tell you. 16.
I got 16 days. Cool. We got to talk about Hito later. Mm-hmm. All right. So 2024 lifestyle goals. It's a new year. Everybody always says new year, new me, new resolutions. I went to go to the fucking gym, and you would have thought all of Dover was there at 2:30 in the afternoon. And all I wanted to do was go tan. I had already worked out. What a bunch of bullshit that was. But it goes for the lifestyle too. So I figured, as we lead up to us being in Hito for 8 days, towards the end of the month, we would kind of kick this all back off with New Year's resolutions for the lifestyle. We've had a lot of conversations, and it's just something that we wanted to put into people's minds of, you wanted to lose weight. That's a great personal goal. You want to eat healthier. That's a great personal goal. You want to travel more. That's a great personal goal. Let's get to the sex, the important part. What is your 2024 lifestyle goals? Bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had 7 girls in my house the other night.
But you forgot to wait till 2024.
Yeah, no, I wanted to go to sleep. So what do you want to do? What do you want to try? What do you want to get out of the lifestyle in 2024? You can't start working towards it or making it happen till now, because it's 2024. So what do you got? What do you got? Did you not follow the outline?
Well, I did follow the outline. Actually, we did make goals together for 2024.
I don't think you should talk about the 25-person gangbang.
Well, no.
I don't think you should talk about that one on there.
I'm not going to talk about that one.
All right. So here we go. We have one, and it's to actually be in the lifestyle more. Okay. Look, we really love and appreciate all of our friends and everything like that, and everything with every place that we go, everything with the show, but we just want to have sex. Okay. So what goals do you have? It's your show. You have to talk.
Talking to people.
Talking to them. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to
pretty much set our goals.
Everybody else.
Our goals were making sure that, you know, while doing everything that we love, while doing our events, while, you know, still hanging out with our friends, we're going to make more lifestyle time for us. Time that we can actually, adult. I, you know, it's we always hear that, oh, they play everywhere. Kim plays everywhere. Phil plays everywhere with everybody. I mean, the notches on our bedpost, I'm surprised that we can
it's seven of
that
them.
Together. But
I would have been pissed if any of those seven girls walked into my room on Saturday night. Oh, wait, I was
one of those seven girls. Stop it. Anyway, so that's one of our not really a goal that we've set. It's just something that we've talked about that we're going to be doing this year, making more time for ourselves, making more, you know, lifestyle time, you know, personal time.
And we're going to kick it off in Hedo.
We are kicking it off
with as much sex as possible.
Absolutely.
So I'm taking sign-ups.
You're taking
sign-ups? Taking sign-ups.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Mr. Pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Find me.
I heard.
I'm going to release my schedule because I actually have a couple spots that I have to fill. No, seriously, when we get in, as we get a little bit later in the show here. What? I got a couple. I got a couple things.
Oh, in our schedule.
In mine, personally. In mine. Schedule. I have ideas.
Well, maybe.
I have ideas for Hedo.
Okay.
So here you go. There's a bunch of people on here listening that are already going, that are already planning on going to Hedo. So make a list of things you want to do. You want to have sex at the nude pool? Go ahead. Put it on your bucket list. You want to have sex in one of the canopies? Go ahead.
You want to have sex under the waterfall? Go ahead.
I got somebody that's interested.
Be a better hoe. Exactly.
We are celebrating you being a slut on the show. Mm-hmm. You as plural.
Hopefully not to get kicked off with the votes for our shirt.
You as, it's a great idea. So now, so here's why this happened. So here's why this poll happened. It's 7:50 every Wednesday night. 7:55. At 7:55 every Wednesday night, Kim comes running out of the shower and says, "What do you want me to wear?"
Oh my God, it's not at 7:50. It's
7:55. Kim comes running out of the shower in a rush and says, "What do you want me to wear?"
I mean, it's fair.
And my answer is usually, whatever you want to wear.
Well, there's expectations behind
so
that.
So tonight when she asked me, I screenshot the poll, I circled the answer, and said, there you go.
That is what he said.
That's how the poll came about. It was a genius idea.
That's
another one by me.
If I'm paying attention.
Yeah, so just another genius idea by me. So again, what are your, do you want to try new things? Do you want to try wax? Do you want to try electric? Do you want to try more impact play? Do you want to try sex being watched at a club? Do you want to? There's so many things that you can accomplish if you start early. It's like you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. Well, you can't cross everything off your fuck it list unless you start now. So what are your goals? You don't have to tell me. Promise me. You don't have to tell me. You don't. You don't have to send me a message and tell me what your goals are, because I'm probably not going to respond anyway. But
what if their goals include you, though?
Should they send them to you?
Nah,
you should. I probably still not going to respond. So you should probably go to Kim first. Then she'll tell me.
Really not a problem.
Then she'll tell me.
I heard about people with some goals in mind with you today. I was like, so they came to you.
I'll be in Hedo for 8 days. Start living unless you live now.
Absolutely.
So that's what it is. It's what do you want to do?
Goals.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that you can accomplish. Do you want to try more people in a puppy pile? She's already fucking accomplished all that shit. Not you.
I want us both to be off work at the same time for a puppy pie.
So here's your homework. Talk to your partner about it. Don't talk to me. Please don't, because I'm not going to respond. Talk to your partner. It's 2024. Everybody says, what's your resolution? What's your resolution? What's your resolution?
I'm talking about him right here.
What is your resolution in the lifestyle? Is it to make more friends? Is it to whatever? So ours is to hang out with our friends, but also they understand we're not working all the time and we're going to play more. Me.
Yes, you're
me.
You're going to play more.
I'm going to play more. I have an idea too, which we'll get to about Hedo. It's a good one.
I can't wait.
It's going to be good. Okay. So goals for the show. So that was tonight's plan for your homework. Sit down, have a conversation with, everybody says conversation. Have a conversation with.
Big basement, Megan.
I got two massage tables and plenty of room. Yeah. And three fucking fold out couches in the basement for fucking massage.
I know a couple guys.
So have the conversation with your partner about what's on your fuck it list for this year. What do you want to accomplish? Or who do you want to accomplish? And go from there. You can't start those conversations without a hi or a here's my fuck it list. See that?
Or free time. So making free time, there's first step in goals.
So speaking of that, we are going to still be doing events. We are going to be doing them bigger and better. Mm-hmm. I have been given the okay to go big or go home. So you will see more things coming over the next few weeks from all different places, all different areas and things like that. I am not holding back. And that's going to start in Hedo. The show wise, we're going to have lots more guests. We're going to have a lot more topics. Kim's not going to interrupt us as much. I couldn't even get through the opening. So you're going to, where Kim's going to attempt to not be on time. She's going to attempt to learn to use a microphone in this season. So that's our goals. I even got you a wireless one so that you can move it as close as you want.
I was super excited when I realized I'm moving it. I didn't have anything on it.
You can move it all over them.
Bling it out, we'll be good to go.
You can't accomplish anything unless you start now. And that starts with the conversation with your partner of things you want to do, places you want to go, maybe clubs you want to try, maybe different types of events, maybe different people or whatever. Maybe it's just a new tool you want to try. For those going to Hedo, make sure you bring a wireless remote with you. So that was tonight's kind of just, we're going to get into it. We're actually going to getting restructured here on this. You're going to see lots of new things and we're about to bring something back, but it's going to evolve weekly and monthly here. So with that being said, you're listening live with USDP Nation, and we are your hosts, Phil N. And once again, we are coming to you live from the USDP Nation studio. And we are officially, as of tonight, bringing back Mrs. Pineapple's Ladies Talk, sponsored by Kimona. The Kimona lifestyle is what you want. Stop into the Kimona shop at TPA and check out the variety of products they carry, from apparel to toys, Donna's famous robes to lingerie, adult novelties, and more. Can't make it out to Kimona or TPA? Visit kimonashop.com and there will be an all new shopping experience on there by Hedo. Maybe that's gonna be the last thing that's gonna happen. So once again, we're bringing back Mrs. Pineapple's Ladies Talk. And it's obviously, for those who are newer to the show, it is a topic that Kim picks or Kim has in mind, or a question that has come up from a female, or anything female more oriented related. It's not going to be a weekly thing. We're going to expand it into a couple other things. We're going to have Kim or others also giving reviews on different places, on different toys, on different things like that from a female perspective. So I'm going to now mute myself, which is one of the best things I ever liked about this, is because now I can sit back and hold on. I have it. I'll give it to myself. You're on mute. See that?
Look how that works.
I got it, so I can hold it up when I mute you, but I put myself on.
Well, that's terrible.
I know. See that?
I don't like to be muted.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's on me. All right. So first of all, welcome back. We are super excited to be back. We are super excited that we made it back. So it was a cold month last month. But we are glad to be here. Some of the things that we, like you said, we're going to be starting is starting back as Mrs. Pineapple's Ladies Talk. And I think it's super important because we have a lot of women's perspective on a lot of things that are coming through. We have a ladies group. If anyone is not in my ladies group and would like to be added, please let me or one of them girls know, and they will be glad to get you added to it. The conversation tonight that we're going to kind of start out with, and this is one that we had last year. It was super important. A lot of people, it's one that's growing. It's not something that's ever going to go away, but it's talking to your kids about the lifestyle. And you find more and more, these kids are, they're not stupid. And the younger that they are, the more knowledgeable that they are because they watch everything. They see everything. The schools are so advanced and everything. You can Google everything. So, you know, don't think that they don't know because they haven't said anything, because we found out that they do know more than you think they do. But, you know, one of the questions that, you know, came across in our ladies group today, or one of the conversations that came across on Monday, and they've been chatting for the past couple of days, was how do you tell your children, or how do you approach your children and let them know, or what do you do when they find out? You know, how do you talk about it? Well, just like anything, you talk about it openly. You answer the questions. What we told our kids, we have six. Now ours are not young, but
We
are you French? Oui, monsieur. Anyway, we have six. They all know.
I'll gladly come over and talk to them.
They don't care. Basically, the biggest thing for our children when they found out was, oh, are you going to spend more time with us and not be going with all your friends all the time? Well, geez, if that's all you want, abso-fucking-lutely. They really don't care. Most of the times you're going to find that your children just want you to be happy. The best way to start the conversation is open and honest. Ask them if they have questions. Let them come to you. They're not going to ask you anything that they don't want to know. And that was one of the things that we told our kids. You can ask us anything. Be prepared for the answer. So, you know, that is really the easiest thing to say. Be prepared for the answer, because they're not going to ask you something. They don't want to know who you're having sex with. Trust me, they do not want to know who you're having sex with. They don't want to know who their mom, their dad, their whoever that they know. They don't want to know who you're having sex with. They just want to know that you're happy. They just want to know that you're being safe. They just want to know that mommy and daddy are, you know, oh my gosh, you're not getting divorced, right? That's a question a lot of parents will face. Does this mean you guys aren't happy at home? Well, no, that's not at all, you know, what it means. We had one of the ladies say that they said that everybody has their special friends, right? Well, these are mom and daddy's, you know, more special friends, you know, Phil said, with the sprinkles on top. When you have younger kids, you know, sometimes Jimmy's. You have to, remember that interrupting thing? You know, that's sometimes you have to explain it a little more down to their level. But, you know, you dumb it down, but not really. So it's just a matter of knowing when to have the conversation. I think if they start asking you questions about, hey, why do you have so many friends? Hey, why do you have pineapples everywhere? Hey, when did you start going out every Saturday night? You know, we're all on Family Locator and you're at the junkyard. They probably know where you are and what you're doing. So it's probably time to have that conversation. And it's an easy conversation. Maybe they'll be mad. Ours were mad because we didn't tell them. That's what ours were mad about. They weren't mad that we were in lifestyle. They were mad because we didn't tell them and they felt like we were lying to them. You know, one of the things that we preach to our kids as parents is to always tell the truth, right? To always be able to say anything. You know, you tell your children, oh, if you're going out drinking, don't be scared to call me because you're drunk somewhere, rather than drink and drive home, right? Well, the same thing, you know, if you're in the lifestyle, you should want your kids to have that conversation with you, or if they have interest, or, you know, maybe it'll open up a segue to your children, you know, maybe
Maybe they're gay and don't want to talk about it. Maybe they have interests that are different and they don't want to talk about it. Maybe they're in a lifestyle if they're older and they didn't want to tell you. You know, these are all things that open up into conversations when you're having with your kids. But the main thing to do is just have an open conversation with them. Tell them that they can ask anything that they want. If they start asking questions, like I said, chances are they already know. Wouldn't you want to make sure that you're answering those questions than them being on Google or them being into, different places and trying to get answers from people that
just let me know. I'll come over and I'll sit down and have a conversation with them.
We have had conversations with different people. We've had kids actually on our show last year. We had a couple of our children on the show and we had another, some other of our lifestyle friends and their children were on the show. And it was a great way to see different views and a great way to hear different opinions from children. They did not have the conversation with their kids. Their children had found out on an iPad. And it was not a pretty way to find out that your mom and dad were sleeping with other people. So again, be open and honest with your children. It's not going to take away their love for you. They're not going to love you any less. Am I going to say that they're going to be?
Who are they going to ask for money from? Who are they going to ask for money from?
Am I going to say, oh, it's going to be an easy relationship? It's going to be easy, crossover for conversations? No, probably not. But maybe it just depends on what your prior relationship was with your children. If you talk about everything, this is just another conversation. So, have that conversation if you think you need to. If they're questioning it, be open and honest about it. They really don't care about Jack and Jimmy and John if they don't know who it is. So, be prepared. I had somebody today that commented, well, mine have never asked, so I've never had to have that conversation. Are you going to be ready when you do have that conversation or when they do ask that question? I would say to at least have the conversation with yourself so that you are prepared for it, because they really don't want you to lie to them. And if they're asking, they already know. So please feel free to message me if you have any questions. If you are in, like I said, if you're not in the ladies group, that is a conversation going on right now. It'll be going on over the next probably week or so. Please ask questions. We do have listeners' questions. You can write in to
usdpnation@gmail.com.
usdpnation@gmail.com. We do take listeners' questions and we love the interaction. So if you have things that you want to send to us, if you have comments or thoughts, if you want to be part of this conversation, let us know, because we love to have people calling in. We love to have people in the studio, always looking to have great conversation with other lifestylers, because it's a super important, subject to, for everybody. It's not one that's not relevant to someone. Love you guys. And thank you.
So that's Mrs. Pineapple's Ladies Talk brought back again. And again, it will be a weekly, but it will be a change in what it is. Sometimes it'll be a conversation. Sometimes it'll be a review. Sometimes it'll be questions. But it's back. Gives me a break. And
I missed it.
Kim has missed it. Yeah. And again, the end of last year was absolutely fucking crazy with event wise.
We had so much going on.
So the show itself got a little off track, only because of scheduling and things like that. But it was one of the first things we wanted to do was bring it back. Kim even sat down with her closest girls and had the conversations. And
we have some great things
planned.
Super, super excited about the upcoming year.
You're going to see, along with that, you're going to see the Sharing is Caring program grow into different things other than just Christmas.
Yes.
You're going to see a lot of different Sharing is Caring events, not just gift related. Ladies
events
are going to be back.
So if you ladies have something that you're thinking about that you'd like to do.
I mean, they literally sat down and gave me all these different things. I mean, they've talked about food drives. They've talked about school supply drives. They've talked about all different types of things. So you're going to see the Sharing is Caring program grow, basically starting after Hedo. This is one of the conversations that we had literally over the last month or the last few weeks was, look, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it our way. We're going to do it right. And we're going to do it bigger and better than we were.
And we need you guys to share this information. We need you guys to get it out there. We know, you know, during, like you said, during the end of the year, you know, it was a lot of just fun on the show and a lot of, you know, just us hanging out and chatting, but that's because we were so busy. We just wanted to have some fun with you guys on the show, but we are back. We are back with the education portion of our shows. We are back with,
you're going to see a lot of guests coming up.
A lot of guests coming up
from groups,
we
to companies.
We put it out today and we have lifestyle businesses.
To just people who want to come and talk about a certain thing in a lifestyle.
Absolutely. So we are very excited.
At a new studio. Come hang out.
If you're interested in coming on the show and you missed the post today, please message us and let us know.
Message Kim.
Please message Kim. Me. He's not kidding when he says that. Everybody says, I messaged Phil for like a week. Did he tell you to message me? Well, yeah. Well, you should. He really doesn't. He does everything else, guys. I do the messages. He gets the email. You want to send an email? Send the email. I do not get the email.
I look at the email.
And he sends it to me.
And if it's not a back end thing, it goes right to Kim. You could also send it to Kim if you want to. She does have a
I do have an email.
She does have an actual show and company email. It's themrspineapple@gmail.com.
That's right.
So if she does,
and I do answer it.
She does answer
it. Just nobody sends me anything.
So yeah. So if you do want to contact Kim through email, it's themrspineapple@gmail.com. Very simple. So
can you send that to me? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
On your business card.
I always forget yours. It's
on your business card that you don't have.
I will have a haircut Monday. Next week when you see me, I will have a haircut. Everybody should be super excited about that.
I told you I would cut it for you.
Oh my gosh, Megan, that is so... I just heard what you said as I was reading Megan's comment. Yes, Teresa. Me too, girl. I missed it. And Megan, I would love that. We will get together after Hedo. Yes, we will get together after Hedo and we will get some things planned out, get you some cards and get us some of yours and get together on some different things. Absolutely.
All right. So let's move on to a couple of miscellaneous BS things that we want to get out of the way and things get coming up. And I got some good ideas. Obviously, we got a lot of things coming up. Pretty quickly here at the beginning of the year, which is why we're kind of laying low other than what you're about to hear, basically.
Hey.
Next Friday is the Hot Wife Party at TPA. Come out and join us. We will be there. Make sure you use the TPA website to get your reservations. And actually, let me get that up real fast. You could get it at the privateaffair.com. So come on and join us. You can find all of these events in our Facebook group as well. All right, so let me see what else I got. The Delco meet and greet on January 14th is at Tom and Jerry's at 1 o'clock. I heard there's a rumor that we may be there. I don't want to confirm.
I did hear that.
The Delco meet and greet is on January 14th at Tom and Jerry's at 1 o'clock. And you'll also hear a bunch more out of it. But you can celebrate those degenerates' second anniversary on February 25th at 2 o'clock as they go back to coaches in Essington at that point in time. But let's just keep it as rumor has it. We may be there on the 14th. We'll see.
Hey, Danielle.
So that's where you will find us between now and Hedo is next Friday. You will find us at the Hot Wife Party at TPA. And then at the Delco meet and greet that Sunday on the 14th at 1 o'clock, possibly rumor has it.
And four days after that.
And then, so how many days do we got right now? That's where I'm going with this.
16.
We got 16 days to Hedo,
Well, we will be in Hedo in 16 days. So realistically, we have 15 because we all fucking know that night I'm not sleeping.
Correct.
And we will be on a plane bright and early the 19th.
All right. So next week, because the show after that is going to be slightly very close. I have a plan. But so we got 16 days, whatever it is. You'll be able to follow along in the Facebook group when we're in Hedo and on the website. But we don't actually officially plan anything. So my schedule is kind of filling up a little bit. So I'm taking the portable mics. We're not taking equipment. We're taking portable mics, and that is it.
To Hedo. That's it.
That's it. I have eliminated two suitcases.
That's it.
I've eliminated one carry-on and one suitcase.
Maybe a ring camera.
And just, we will bring a ring camera. That one's a little bit of overkill.
I know.
The other ones are a little too small. I'm trying to make
it. We're going to go to Five Below and get those two cute ones for our phones.
So, so you'll be able to follow along the whole time. We don't really make plans on things because it's a vacation and we want everybody with us to enjoy their vacation. So, but I have an idea.
Yes.
We don't have any shows or Facebook lives or anything like that.
We'll be TikToking from Hedo.
We don't have any of that planned yet, but I got an idea. But we have to start it early in the week.
Okay.
Because it's a two-part show.
Oh, God.
What do you mean, oh, God?
Because you're really working. See, when you really work up to something, you are usually got a lot of some bullshit with you.
So I'm looking for something to do at Monday at 4 o'clock.
Monday when? In Hedo?
Afternoon at 4 o'clock in Hedo. So I have an idea. Uh-huh. So we could do the first part of the show Monday at 4.
Uh-huh.
I'm not too sure how long of a break I'll need depending on some things. Mm-hmm. But then we could do the second show Wednesday at 4 or Friday at 4, uh-huh, depending on how things work. Mm-hmm. But here's my idea.
Okay.
We do a Clone a Willy show. It's a two-part thing. What?
Yes, it is.
You have the first part, mm-hmm, on making it and, uh-huh, the creation of it. Mm-hmm. Then you have the second part. What a better experience that you could have than to review the Clone of Willy.
Mm-hmm. In Hedo.
What do you think? I mean, we could make an experience that some of our guests would never
Why don't you take a poll in the Hedo group of how many of our guest travelers would like to participate?
Then look, so we've had this conversation. Sometimes you don't do things for the initial gratification.
No.
It's long term. Oh. We sell Clone of Willy's in the kimono shop.
Do
you understand, mm-hmm, the residual effect, mm-hmm, after the fact?
Absolutely.
And it's a gene, like you could just do a two-part show. We're good.
Hey, Jay.
And what, like,
see that? We have volunteers already.
I could get them for couples that are interested.
Absolutely.
Prior. Mm-hmm. I'm already eliminating a carry-on and a suitcase.
Well, yeah, because we're going to give them to them to carry with them.
I'm already giving away more shit than I know what to do with. Mm-hmm. And then we could do 4 o'clock on Monday because I need something to do. My schedule is wide open at 4 o'clock on Monday.
How convenient.
I know. I just got the schedule of events from WET along with ours, so I was kind of comparing and putting it all together.
I don't know what happened to the trading cards idea. I thought that was genius.
Trading cards is too much work. All right. Just think about it. I covered two shows while we're there.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Convenient, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
So for those that are going to Hedo, we will have a lot more information next week.
Yes. For those who are not, we will be...
You can follow along in Facebook.
Yes.
So, speaking of next week.
Yes. Speaking of.
Just had an agreement and conversations over the last 2 weeks about being more involved and you stepping up into certain areas that to take a few things off, like answering emails and things, uh-huh, like that. So, mm-hmm, we'll be back next Wednesday, uh-huh, at 8-ish. Mm-hmm. You know what next Wednesday is?
Your birthday.
My birthday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have you planned the female topless show? I can add microphones under my desk if I need to.
Really? Because
watch this. I already put mood lighting in for them. book. It changes colors under my desk, mood lighting.
I know nobody can see this but me, but by the look on my face, I'm sure that you know it really does change colors under his desk.
We should have
ladies,
a topless
only. If you
only.
Would like to come next Wednesday night, I'll be on
look
the
at
show
all the
for
room.
Phil's birthday.
Look at all the room over off camera.
Absolutely.
That these
absolutely
available in the
shall
new
we
studio.
Put the invitation out right now?
Hey, look, I'm not.
I mean, I'm just curious.
I'm not planning my birthday show. Oh. I thought you were one step ahead of me, and I wanted to see if you already had it done.
Oh,
that's all.
Okay. Well, I was just curious if you wanted me to put the invitations out.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to.
That's what I heard. He's invited. He's so. I know. He's so excited. Look, your favorite Dallas fan.
I know.
Will.
It's like the one Dallas fan I actually like. It's the one I talk to, just not on game days.
There we go.
But yeah, so like I've just seen a few. That was like
Megan, you're going next year, boo.
See if you were one step ahead of us, me or not. But figured I'd just plant the idea. No, okay.
Nope. Love you.
I love you too. Hi. So you're listening live at USDP Nation, and we are your hosts, Phil. And
okay.
Make sure you head over to the website at USDPNation.com
and
check out all of our sponsors. Speaking of one of the sponsors, let's kick it into the final segment here of Find the Pineapple, sponsored by DV8, the original erotic game for the lifestyle, created for swingers by swingers. The new Dare Pong, if you have not seen it, is freaking amazing. You can get the full line of DVA games in the Kimono Shop, and you can find the DVA games at all USDP Nation events. And again, if you haven't seen the new Dare Pong, check it out. I believe we'll have it in the store for display in some form after Hedo. So it's absolutely freaking amazing. So, all right.
That was easy peasy.
I'm not going to find this weekend, are they? No, I'll be watching the Eagles game.
No
on Sunday.
Finding us this weekend. This is our last quiet weekend.
Fucking assholes. So I'll be watching the Eagles game on Sunday. They have no more home games left because they suck.
They won't find us tomorrow.
Nope, we're going to Flyers game tomorrow night.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Saturday, we're not doing anything. Club eyes, we're not going anywhere this weekend.
It's our last weekend.
Kimono Shop will be open next weekend on Friday. It's not open next Saturday, right? Or is it? No. Next Friday night and then the following Saturday night, correct? No.
It will be in Hedo.
No. Okay. So I thought it was open twice this month.
No.
Nope. Next Friday night.
Next Friday night. Next Friday night.
I'm trying to redo the store. I'm trying to redo the floors. Yes. We're getting all new stuff in. So Hedo is kind of the new kind of pinpoint time on all this for everything to happen. So I'm looking to launch and push all this stuff out as soon as we leave for Hedo and during the week of Hedo. So that's our plan. So you'll be able to find the Kimono Shop open next Friday. But again, if you need orders or anything like that between now and then, you can message Kim and get it done. So what else I got? Sunday I'll be watching the game and that's about it. Cool. That was an easy weekend. Fucking catch up.
I said it's our last weekend together. Easy peasy.
Last weekend together.
By ourselves.
What's next weekend? We don't have anything Saturday.
No.
Okay. We don't have anything Sunday. The Eagles will be playing one of those 2 days.
Next Sunday?
Next Saturday or Sunday.
Well, next Sunday you just said that we might be at the Delco Degenerates.
Well, as I said, we might.
Okay. Just wanted to put that out there.
We might. Rumor has it.
I know, Mark. I have fingers crossed under the table.
So thank you for joining us and the rest of USDP Nation in the Swingerverse. Thank you for spending the last hour and 5 minutes of your life with us. Because your time is the most important thing you have, and you could have used that time in other ways, like going to the library or making yourself orgasm. So thanks for listening.
Can make yourself orgasm during the show.
Thank you to our sponsors. Speaking of our sponsors, one more thing real fast. This weekend at TPA is the Plunge Nipple Time. They're having a wet t-shirt contest. Again, make your reservations at theprivateaffair.com. You do need a reservation to get in.
Yes.
But if you like nipples, then seems like a good theme to go to. So I don't know. But yeah, so use their website at theprivateaffair.com. So, and go out and see them this weekend for sure. We might have a couple other things to do, but
Megan,
fuck Monopoly Go.
Love you.
So again, thank you for spending your last hour and 5 minutes of your life with us. Thank you to our sponsors. Tracy. Head over to our website at usdpnation.com. Click on the friends link at the top and show them some love. And once again, we are your hosts, Phil
and Kim.
We will be back next Wednesday night at 8-ish. We are going to go order a bunch of shit for Hino. But between now and next Wednesday at 8, and tune in because never know how many topless girls Kim is bringing over.
Never know.
Don't come into my house if you're not topless.
You can come into our house.
No, you can't. Not next Wednesday.
So they have to be topless outside.
They can
all
come in.
The neighbors.
They can come in. You were last weekend.
Wow. Love you guys.
So we'll be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. That's what you made me about through this whole fucking show. That's the thing. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8-ish. But until then, remember, next time in a food store, grab a pineapple and
flip that bitch upside down.
We will talk to everybody later.
Good night.